As You Like It is a Shakespeare comedy that centers around Rosalind, a cross-dressing, strong-willed woman, and this year the Shakespeare Festival offers three different takes on this classic character. Typically, there's one play that is performed, but Delaware Shakespeare's David Stradley says this year, COVID restrictions prompted three shorter and more interactive performances.
So we've paired up three different actor-director pairings, each representing a different cultural background, and just asked them to explore this role through who they are.
The first of the three is Alexi Tomavong, who recently graduated with a musical theater degree. She believes exploring Rosalind through different cultural lenses unlock something.
So it was really a great opportunity to enliven and deepen the text and also acknowledge that every single role that we're approaching as, you know, BIPOC individuals is going to be intrinsically connected to who we are and what our lived experiences are. And we didn't hide that in this production, and we didn't hide ourselves in this production.
Satchel Williams has a background in acting, writing, directing, and filmmaking. She did not want to create a Rosalind whose defining characteristic is being Black.
Yeah, just going into it, just like, you know, looking at Shakespeare and like trying to like navigate and decide and negotiate, like, okay, like how am I going to embody this character that most certainly was not supposed to be played by a person like me? Making her, yeah, like kind of creating her character, finding her character. It was all leaning into the parts of her that resonate with me and resonate with me as like something that I am proud of as a Black individual. Like, you know, her wit and her gumption, like that's something that like I respect in a lot of the Black women idols that I have. And, you know, it was actually really freeing. It was really fun.
Rachel O'Hanlon Rodriguez, a Philly-based actor, poet, and teaching artist, worked with director Tanequiel Marquez, who helped her reconnect with her Latin roots by becoming more fluent in Spanish.
And Tana is super fluent in Spanish, and I am not super fluent in Spanish. And there's been a lot of shame in that because, you know, a lot of my Puerto Rican members of my family, they don't speak Spanish anymore. And some of that's just by choice, right? Of like assimilate back into American culture, don't speak this. And so I've been trying to find my way back to my own language, but I feel like there was sometimes a block on that. And Tana was just so patient. And I feel like it unlocked something in my own brain. Like, I now hear Spanish more clearly. I can read it more clearly.
The actors all appreciated working with directors of color within their communities one-on-one. Satchel Williams worked with Mariah Gantt, and they found the pairing of two Black women produced a strong and trusting dynamic.
Yeah, I think it just only added to the process of allowing us to dive deep in from the beginning. It allowed us to clear away so much of the excess of like showing up to rehearsal and having to be worried about how I'm presenting myself. Am I doing enough? Am I coming with the right questions? Am I coming with the right thoughts? Immediately, I knew whatever Satchel said, whatever I said, I felt we would have some way to connect and share a similar idea, a similar thought on Rosalind.
Like, it's nice to know that, like, I can immediately have that, like, trust in the person that I am working with, especially because of the context of the production. It's about putting our identities forward. So instead of it's something that I usually, you know, that I carry with me with pride, it's something that I can lead with at the forefront and immediately know that I will not have to defend myself.
And the comfort the actors felt allowed them to be who they are on stage unapologetically.
Yeah, freedom and safety are two words that are, you know, remaining in my head as I think about this experience. You know, oftentimes in theater, we talk about representation on stage and then forget about the other side of the table. And that can create a really toxic and unsafe environment for, you know, many actors.
Though you have no beauty, as by my faith, I see no more in you than without candle may go dark to bed.
And the product of this unique approach landed with the audience.
I felt like when you do read Shakespeare's, you know, work as a minority, you don't find yourself in his writings. But I saw how they did it, and they incorporated, you know, their cultures in it. and then to also to relate it back to the audience. And I really like that.
To get more information on this show and other shows, visit DelawareShakes.org. Kayla Williams, Delaware Public Media.
All right. Thank you all so much for coming tonight.